Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's called They Live the Life. That was called Feedback.
Proudly broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity
for the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury,
105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
A very fond friend, Mr. Joe McDonald.
National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood warning for southeastern Litchfield County in northern Connecticut until 11:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 8:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Up to 1 inch of rain has fallen. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches are possible in the warned area. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard: flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source: radar. Impact: flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Thomaston, Oakville, Woodbury Center, Terryville, Watertown, Plymouth, Woodbury, Delano Field, Minortown, Reynolds Bridge, North Woodbury, Hotchkissville, Plymouth Green, Hancock, Parog, Tolls, Allentown, Pequodbunk, and Terryville Station. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Move to higher ground now. Act quickly to protect your life. Be aware of your surroundings and do not drive on flooded roads.
You and I, you. Into my eye comes visions of patterns, designs, the image of her I see. Into my mind, the smell of her hair, the sound of her voice. We once were there. And even though I know that you and I could never find the kind of love we wanted together alone, I find myself missing you and I, you and I, you.
Thank you.
There's Country Joe McDonald at Woodstock on Saturday afternoon, August 16th, 1969. Country Joe McDonald didn't expect to be performing solo at Woodstock. He was there to perform with his band, Country Joe and the Fish, but they needed an act to do some songs on Saturday afternoon after the opening band, Quill. So Country Joe McDonald grabbed his acoustic guitar and played a few things like the song Janice, which he wrote for Janis Joplin, originally by Country Joe and the Fish. Janice was part of their second album from 1967, the album I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die. Now, before Country Joe McDonald's acoustic solo set, day number two of Woodstock started just after 12 noon with the Boston area band Quill. And we heard Quill with They Live the Life, which was a song that appeared on their only album, their self-titled album. Within a year or two of their appearance at Woodstock, Quill called it a day. I'm Darren DeVivo, and we're celebrating the 57th anniversary of Woodstock tonight on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. Here is a band that was unknown on the East Coast. They were 2 weeks away from releasing their debut album, which would be out in late August 1969. Unknown here on the East Coast, but they were known back home in the Bay Area. And after their performance at Woodstock, everybody knew Santana.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, there's a 500,000 people, and they're all saying 100 songs. I tell you what, I'm going to sing a song that's a kind of a goodbye song. But it's not an all-the-way goodbye song. It's just it's kind of like a 15 or 20-minute goodbye song because we're all here, and we're all going to stay here. We're going to stay here until... Let it all keep on happening, right? Stay here until it's over.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Yeah, and laugh about our little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time I must leave. But darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute. If you dawdle, my darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in bloom. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute. If you dawdle, my darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. Go and beat your crazy heads against the sky. Try and see beyond the houses and your eyes. It's okay to shoot the moon. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute. If you dawdle, my darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. You're all beautiful. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Sebastian.
You knew him from Love and Spoonful. There's John B. Sebastian live at Woodstock on Saturday afternoon, August 16th, 1969, 57 years ago, 57 years and 1 week ago. And that was Darling, Be Home Soon, the Love and Spoonful song. Like Country Joe McDonald, John Sebastian wasn't scheduled to perform, but they quickly needed someone with an acoustic guitar to do a few tunes, and John B. Sebastian stepped in. Darling, Be Home Soon, here on 98.1 KZE as we listen to every artist that appeared at Woodstock in the order that they appeared right before John B. Sebastian. It was the band Santana and Jingo, which would be part of their self-titled debut album, an album that would be released 2 weeks after their appearance at Woodstock in late August 1969.
Hi, it's Victoria from Victoria Gardens, and yes, it's summer. It's hot, it's dry, it's colorful. Echinacea, Russian sage, daylilies, butterfly bush, vitex, and hydrangeas. Oh my. There are so many plants to keep your garden looking spectacular through the dog days. We're still doing installs every week, and you can too, as long as you provide water for the plants and the gardeners alike. If your garden has hit a lull, or you as a gardener are feeling uninspired, a visit to a public garden or a garden shop will invigorate you again. Plan a trip today or make plans for the cooling weather. A fall planting with some guidance can make all the difference in the world. Call for your garden consult. We are located at the corner of Cottekill Road and 213 in the town of Rosendale. Victoria Gardens. Visit and be inspired.
Victoria Gardens is having a tree sale. 20% off all trees. For KZE listeners, the sale is extended till September 1st.
Most of the time, we can resolve conflict with negotiation and tact. But what about when the stakes are high and middle ground seems out of reach? That's when you might need a mediator. Loretta Moralia offers mediation services in the Hudson Valley to those who are trying to resolve the biggest issues with the smallest amount of conflict, whether it be divorce, custody disputes, elder care issues, or the estate of a loved one. Mediation is an assisted conversation with an impartial person. Loretta helps you move beyond roadblocks so the conversation can be more productive and real problem solving can begin. As the mediator, Loretta does not take sides or decide the case like a judge. Instead, all involved are very much a part of the conversation and are thereby empowered to help create a resolution that will uniquely satisfy all the parties' needs.
Hi, I'm Loretta Moralia. I've been helping people just like you resolve conflicts for nearly 20 years. Reach out and let's work together to resolve yours.
Loretta Moralia Mediation. The Mediation and Law Offices of Loretta Moralia Esquire. Visit YonkersMediation.com.
Greetings, friends. I'm David Gans, host of the Grateful Dead Hour, the weekly audio postcard from the wide musical world of America's best-loved band. Join me Monday nights at 11 right here on 98.1 KZE. You'll hear lots of unreleased live performances, new releases, favorites from the archive, and lots more. It's the Grateful Dead Hour, Mondays at 11 on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Ethan from Eden Design. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And I'm Darren DeVivo with you as we celebrate the 57th anniversary of Woodstock. The original Woodstock Festival took place on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. The actual anniversary is next weekend. But being that I won't be here with Noises from the Valley next Friday night, we're celebrating the anniversary tonight until 11 o'clock, listening to every artist that appeared at Woodstock in the order that they appeared. Now, next up is actually a studio recording from our next band. After John B. Sebastian performed, it was time for drummer Keith Hartley and the Keith Hartley Band. Now, Keith was a member of John Mayall's Blues Breakers. He started his own group. Trivia question for you. Back in 1962, when Ringo Starr left Rory Storm and the Hurricanes to join the Beatles, one of the drummers that took over for Ringo Starr in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes was Keith Hartley. Now, I'm going to play this one from the album Half Breed. This is not from Woodstock, but this song was performed live as part of a medley in the Keith Hartley Band set. It's called Sinnin' for You here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE, the Keith Hartley Band.
strong, but nothing has much power to make me rise as a postman bringing a funny surprise. Here it comes. Here it comes. Too much of comes right up to my nose. I thought, well, a letter might be for Rose. Her mother, she writes very regularly. Mr. Postman, have you got a letter for me? Mr. Heron, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Too much I've got a letter. Sounds sweet like a flower growing on a rubbish heap. She got a lot of things round her she gotta sort out, but she's gonna make it and I have no doubt. Neither has she. Not Maria.
String band from Scotland, fronted by Robin Williamson and Mike Heron. They performed on Saturday evening, August 16th, 1969, a bit out of place in between the Keith Hartley Band and Canned Heat. That was The Letter from the Incredible String Band live at Woodstock. And before the Incredible String Band, it was the Keith Hartley Band, not from Woodstock, but from their album Half Breed. That was Sinnin' for You. That was a song that they did perform, though, at Woodstock as part of a medley, a rather long medley. The Keith Hartley Band, featuring drummer Keith Hartley, formerly of John Mayall's Blues Breakers. This is 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo and a special Woodstock edition of Noises from the Valley.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Northern Dutch's Botanical Gardens, where the plants we grow are the plants we sell, in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com. The Saugerties Artist Studio Tour is this weekend, August 8th and 9th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free self-guided tour maps available, saugertiesarttour.org. At Stissing Center for Arts and Culture in Pine Plains, New York, Friday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m. in the Grace Note, Will Lawrence. Saturday, August 8th at 10 a.m. in Banning Hall, The Myth of Persephone, part of Stissing Center's Summer Children's Series. Saturday, August 8th at 7:30 p.m. in Banning Hall, Opera Uncorked, a lively evening of wine and music. Tickets and information at thestissingcenter.org. At James Street Art Center in Saugerties, New York. On display August 8th through September 12th, works by Michael McGrath. JamesStreetArtCenter.com. At the Phoenicia Playhouse, running July 31st through August 16th, Grease the Musical. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York. On display in the TSL Gallery from August 1st through the 30th, Sculpture by Bruce Edelstein. Screening this weekend at TSL, selections from the Hudson Film Festival, including Comparsa, Barbara Forever, American Pachuco, How to Divorce During the War, and more. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College, on display through August 30th, Atelier 17, Myths in Motion. On display through October 4th, The Botanist at Vassar. On display through August 30th, Splitting the Horizon, Frederick Church Between Border and Bridge. On display June 20th through September 20th, A Living Legacy, Gifts from Lynn Gross Strauss. Vassar.edu/theLoeb. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz, on display June 17th through November 8th, In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and Sarah Bedrick Gallery, A Living Collection, newpaltz.edu/museum. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
Want to see live music with world-class musicians in an intimate venue with great food, drinks, and amazing sound? Well, it's right down the road in Pawling, New York, Daryl's House. Rock and roll legend Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates started webcasting musician friends jamming at his house. Now he's created the same vibe. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club, offers an impressive lineup of legendary and up-and-coming performers from across the genres. Come early and have dinner. The eclectic menu features delicious steaks, seafood, pasta, sandwiches, drinks, and music. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club in Pawling, New York. Daryl'sHouseClub.com.
This week at Daryl's, Wednesday, Mike Love and the Full Circle. Thursday, G Love and Special Sauce, Lemonade 20th Anniversary Tour, plus Dizzy is Dead. Friday, Echoes of the Eagles, a tribute to the Eagles. Saturday, Sabbath Superstars, tribute to Black Sabbath. Sunday, MTV Unplugged Tribute Band. Daryl'sHouseClub.com.
You know that box in the attic, that shelf in the basement, that jewelry box in the bedroom? Well, now instead of collecting dust, you can start collecting cash. Saugerties Antique Center wants to buy your estate jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, Rolex, and other high-end watches. Get paid on the spot. They also want your old costume jewelry, flatware, coins, vinyl records, video games, consoles, VHS tapes, action figures, Pokemon, architectural and garden sculpture, antique fine art, and the store is such a cool place to look around and explore. Stop in and see Dan, Chris, and Chris Jr., or they'll come to you. Saugerties Antique Center, open every day, 11 to 5 at 220 Main Street. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, SaugertiesAntiqueCenter.com.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at KingstonFarmersMarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
This is Barry Sattler of Bardavon and UPAC, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Nighttime took over Yasgur's farm. on Saturday evening, August 16th, 1969, while everyone was boogieing to Canned Heat.
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
I'm so tired of crying. But I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
get to boogie. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can he?
Are you out there? Louder. Well, clap your hands to what he's doing. On tempo, Jack. Have a chance.
you.
What a great band. There's Mountain, recorded live at Woodstock on Saturday, August 16th, 1969. Day two was into the evening hours when Mountain performed Long Red. Mountain featuring lead singer and guitarist Leslie West, Queens native Leslie West, formerly of the Vagrants. Leslie had just released his first solo album. The album was called Mountain. The album was only a few weeks old when the band Mountain appeared at Woodstock. Leslie put the band together to promote the album and called the band Mountain, naming it after the album. The band also featuring Bronx native Felix Pappalardi on bass, and that was Long Red, a tune that was from Leslie West's album. And before Mountain, we heard Canned Heat and On the Road Again, as we're celebrating the 57th anniversary of Woodstock tonight on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo at 98.1 KZE.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. Stop into Upstate Pines, conveniently located on Route 9 in Red Hook, directly across the street from Town Hall. You can also order online for pickup or delivery at upstatepines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
If you want the best medical care for yourself or a loved one, you go to a specialist. If you want the best care for your trees, you want to call a certified arborist. Hi, this is Jordan Volker, board-certified master arborist and owner of Limber Tree Services. I've spent the last few years putting together a fantastic team of certified arborists to provide top-level professional tree care to clients throughout the Hudson Valley. Call us at 845-750-6295. Trees, our passion, our profession.
Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborists. Find out more at limbertree.com.
This Saturday, August 8th at Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook, it's KZE's second annual Frolic at the Farm. Craft beer, flash tattoos, vintage shopping, pet adoption, and a full day of musical immersion. Wandering Jack, Shannon Taya, Oranga Twins, Bluestone Quarry, Billy Keen and the Waking Dream. And to cap it all off, our one night only Bayou Super Jam, where world-class players from around the country come together for one singular night of funk wizardry, curated and led by renowned guitarist Joe Marcinak. Gates open at 2, and we'll have food, craft beer, and activities for adults and kids, including face painting with Red Hook Community Center. And just added, Hudson Paws Dog Rescue will be on site from 2 to 5 with some adoptable puppies and dogs to meet and greet. Frolic at the Farm, a full day of music, community, and fun. This Saturday, August 8th at Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook. Kids 12 and under frolic for free. Don't wait. Grab your tickets now at WKZE.com and come frolic at the farm. Brought to you by Upstate Pines Dispensary in Red Hook, New York, offering cannabis, pre-rolls, vapes, edibles, and more. Open 7 days, upstatepines.com. And by the dental office of Drs. Jeffrey and Maureen Villalmo, where your individual health and biology is just as important as your beautiful smile. At 56 Lucas Ave in Uptown Kingston, drvigs.com.
Celebrating musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, online at WKZE.com.